We're in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. We're up to Sif Chaf Aleph, and we'll be doing Chaf Aleph as well as Chaf Beis. Says the Machaber, Ein liknos mi'ilim shenishtamish bahem hedyot l'tashmish kedusha. It is it is wrong to go ahead and take privately used things and use them as tashmishe kedusha. In other words, if a person wore a garment, you don't go ahead and take that garment and make out of it the cover of a Sefer Torah. Hagah osur lasos me'esnan zono o mechir kelev dover shel mitzvah. You are not allowed to use an esnan that is given to a zona, or if a dog was bought with this, something was exchanged for a dog, a dover shel mitzvah, kagon be'sakneses o Sefer Torah. V'davka me'a esnan atzma, avlem nosnu lo mos be'esnan, mutter liknos be'em dover shel mitzvah. This is only if you're talking about a specific item was given to a prutza, a specific item was given for the sake of exchange with a dog, that item is a bizoyan to use for a mitzvah. However, if what they did is someone, say, bought a dog with money, then the one who sold his dog can use that money for a shul. The iser is a specific item that was used for a dover bozli. Now, the d'oraisa does not, the iser d'oraisa of lo yavo esnan zono mechir kelev is talking about Beis Hashem only. It's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, karbonis. As far as using it for any dvar mitzvah, that is an iser d'rabbonon. This is dafka an iser d'rabbonon. What mitzvahs are we talking about? So the Pashas is we're talking about Tashmishe Kedusha. The Prima Godim holds any mitzvah. Like you shouldn't even use it for tzitzis or a talis shel mitzvah. So if someone goes ahead and trades a dog for a talis, you don't use that talis as a mitzvah. Now the Ramah goes further. V'lo mikre zono ele isa erva, aval elu apnuyas hakadeshel shemakdishas dover mutu lekabel mehen. The technical definition of zono with regard to esnan is referring to a woman that is an erva to the person that gave this to her. He would have to be an erva to her, in other words, one of the arayas. The Mishtabur brings down deis that the same applies to chayve lavin. But if you're simply talking about a pnuya, in that case, the halacha is that the esnan does not become asur even midrabanan for a dover shel kedusha. Also, the halacha is that this is only if it was given beforehand. Whereas if it's given afterwards, it does not have a halacha of an esnan. Sifchav beis. Adam shu rogel b'shum mitzvah. Kagon galila. Let's say you have a person who is known, he always gets a specific kibud. He buys galila every year. He buys the particular thing every year. V'iru ones ha'oni. And for some reason he couldn't do it, either because he couldn't afford it one year, or because he actually couldn't do the galila. V'nasnu akol ha'mitzvah la'acher. So because he was incapable of doing it, they passed it on to somebody else. V'achar kach heshir v'rotza sheyachziru lo ha'mitzvah. He's back to his previous situation, and now he wants to do the mitzvah. He wants his mitzvah back. The halachi is, in b'shal sh'nosnu akol ha'mitzvah l'sheni, ha'yasipuk b'yad ha'rishon losis, ma'ashah yinosn b'chal shana v'lo chafetz ba, v'nisratzehu imshar akol losis la'achar ibeid zechusa. If we're talking about a person that had the means, but said, you know, this year I'm really not up to it, I don't feel like it, then the halachi is he's lost it. It's gone, the second one now has this mitzvah. Whereas if at the time he so much wanted it, he just physically couldn't do it, or just plain couldn't afford it. So then the halacha is, he did not lose it. Avalim kishenosnu l'sheinu lo haya b'yad harishon sipuk losis ma'asheinosn, v'ata sheyesh b'yado rotza liskos b'mitzvaso, v'lachsev lit ma'asheinosn t'chila, choza l'mitzvaso. If before he was incapable of it, and now he is capable of it, the halacha is that he does not lose his chus, he gets it back. Now, this is talking about even though he was the one that grabbed the mitzvah immediately. For example, the kol was never mechaber him. Just he was the person that always did galila. And the galila of the mechaber parsha is hagba. He always had hagba. He always, as soon as it came to hagba, he went up and took it and no one protested. So there he gets the schus to it, and you can't take it away from him. And if he's physically incapable of doing it, if he then gets his strength back, he'll be able to get his hagba back. Now, in a case where he was definitely nisyayesh, he did not really expect to ever get it back, the halach is that he loses his schus. The halach is the same goes for a parnis al atzibur, which means whether a leader of the congregation, whether it's somebody, one of the people that has a schus that he pays for something specific. The halach is anything that is considered a schus. Once a person's got it, it's his for life, unless he does something wrong. For example, he does an aveira, and because of that, they take away his schus from him, then he loses it for good. Whereas, if the reason he wasn't capable of doing whatever he did was because he just wasn't up to it, the halacha is that as soon as he is capable of doing it again, he gets it back. Now, the Mishtabur brings a Beis Yosef b'shem Mardachi that there's no Yerusha in mitzvahs; they are to be sold. The fact that one person bought it doesn't mean that his children have the right to it whatsoever. The halacha is it's sold. Unless the shul happens to already have a minhag where whatever schus it is given over to the yarshim too. Only then, where they always had such a minhag, do the person's children get the mitzvah. Otherwise, it's to be sold afresh, and anyone that wants to can bid.